Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Ray Henderson and Dana Suisse, get told what to do, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, December 3rd, marked the birth in 1909 in Kansas City, Missouri, of composer and pianist Dana Suisse, S-U-E-S-S-E, born Nadine Dana Suisse. She was a child prodigy, and studying with Gertrude Concannon, she gave her first concert in Kansas City's Drexel Hall on June 29, 1919. She also studied organ, giving a recital in 1922, and in 1925 went with her mother to New York to study under Alexander Siloti and Reuben Goldmark. Although classically trained, Dana experimented with jazz and popular music and combined jazz and classical music forms in her 1928 composition, Syncopated Love Song, which, with lyrics by Leo Robin, became the hit Have You Forgotten? She contributed to Billy Rose's first Broadway show, Sweet and Low, in 1930, and to all of his reviews, including the Aquacade at the 1939 New York World's Fair. She contributed songs to the Ziegfeld Follies of 1934 and Earl Carroll Vanities of 1935, and that same year wrote the film score to Universal's Sweet Surrender. Dana Suisse also aspired to be a playwright and wrote scripts for a number of plays with and without music. She subsequently studied, composed, and performed symphonic music. In 1975, she retired to the Virgin Islands, but following the death of her husband in 1982, returned to New York, where she died of a stroke on October 16, 1987. Here are four from the pen of Dana Suisse.
All over town, and I keep walking up and down while I am whistling in the dark, whistling like a lark. My song goes floating on the air. I envy every loving pair while I am whistling in the dark. Who cares what I am saying in my song? Who knows that I am praying? Someone will come along, strolling in the park, without a single thing to do. The night is black and I am blue, that's why I'm whistling in the dark. Thank you.
lovely dream come true. With this ring I bring my love to you. Wear this ring and share this ring through happiness and tears. Something to unite us through the years. It's just a bond to keep us both together. A magic wand that turns a storm to sunny weather. Take this ring and may it bring most everything we've planned. I have placed my heart upon your hand.
Ho hum, skies are very clear now. Ho hum, love is near now for you and me. Ho hum, April showers. Ho hum, lots of pretty flowers. Ho hum, happy hours for you and me. All the world is sweet once again. Heaven's at my feet once again. Ho hum, lazy weather. Ho-hum, feeling like a feather. Ho-hum, we're together. And so ho-hum.
Wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. How beautiful you were. would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. Daddy, 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 you ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
I wish I had a nickel for every cartoon soundtrack that song is heard in. From the 1934 Columbia short film New York Town, that was You Oughta Be in Pictures. Al Boley sang the Ed Heyman lyric, backed by Ray Noble and his orchestra, on April 5, 1934. Before Al, it was Dick Robertson with Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble from a Hit of the Week record released to newsstands on Thursday, May 14, 1931, and Ho Hum. Ho Hum was preceded by Stuart Allen with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra, August 19, 1935, and Take This Ring. Take This Ring is from the 1935 picture Sweet Surrender, which also included the Suisse Heyman songs I'm So Happy I Could Cry, Love Makes the World Go Round, and The Day You Were Born. We began our tribute to Dana Suisse with The Rhythmic Troubadours, directed by Stan Greening, and Whistling in the Dark. Leslie Holmes sang the Alan Boretz lyric on August 31, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Al Boley just told you you ought to be in pictures. Well, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some other things you ought to do, be, or see.
Well, look here, mama, what you done? Took my money, put me on a bum. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? Well, you wore your dress above your knees. Serve your jelly to who you please. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, why they don't allow you? Now you're talking about jelly. You ought to see mine. I got jelly. It's nice and fine. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move out of town. You ought to move. Thank you. gotta move, baby. Anyway, don't lie to you. Gonna build me a house out on the sea. So you women come see for me. You oughta move out of town. You oughta move out of town. You oughta move, baby. Anyway, don't lie to you. Me and my brother went around the bend. Said my gal couldn't drive her in. You oughta move.
Got tired of working on the farm each day. So he wandered down to see the circus in the town. Saw the animals and the cannibals when they came on view. And then he flirted with a wild, wild woman, and they got real friendly too. When Hiram got back home, the folks all gathered by his side. They said, "Where were you, eh? What did you see?" And Hiram replied, "Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle. Gosh, gee, say, gee, you ought to be with Gigi. She can make you smile. Rings inside her nose, yes, and bells upon her toes. But I'm here to tell you that she's some high kicker. Her kick is like the kick in homemade liquor. She's got a movement that's some improvement that you shouldn't miss. Isn't Russian or Belgian. I heard that it was Elgin, but I think it's Swiss. Over here, over there, she's a little bit fair, but she wears a lot of leaves to protect her from the air. Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle." Hiram giggled when he thought how she wiggled. He was gone for fair. He said, "I followed her around until the circus left the town." Then he said, "But gee, if she'll marry me, I'll sell the farm today." They thought that he was going crazy, so they called the doctor right away. The doctor felt his head and said, "Gosh, something's wrong inside. Can't diagnose it, what can it be?" And Hiram replied, "Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle. Gosh, gee, say, gee, you ought to be with Gigi for a little while. She's so tall and thin, wears a silly grin, but she does a little dance. What was it? Well, neither she does, but how she does it. She's got a lingo, funny as by jingo, you know what I mean. And she does a twister better than her sister, silly chili bean. She isn't fat, isn't lean, isn't short, isn't tall, but she's got that something that makes the fellas fall. Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle."
You'll be sorry, Daddy. You just wait and see. but you ought to be a shame, shame, a shame, shame of how you treat me. You ought to be a shame, shame, a shame, shame of what you've done to me. But Daddy, I'm the same, yes, the same. You will find that I will always be. You can dodge me and neglect me, treat me like a hound. I'll be here waiting for you when you turn around and round. But you ought to be a shame, shame, a shame, shame of how you treat me.
Wilton Crawley and his orchestra, with Wilton Crawley on clarinet and Jelly Roll Morton on piano, with a Wilton Crawley composition, You Oughta See My Gal, recorded by Victor on December 2, 1929. Before that, it was Bessie Smith, August 24, 1928, and You Oughta Be Ashamed, written by Porter Granger. Bessie Smith was preceded by Billy Murray in 1921 and Oh Gee Say Gee, You Oughta See My Gigi from the Fiji Isle. We started off that Oughta set with Jed Davenport and his Beale Street Jug Band and You Oughta Move Out of Town. Harmonica player Jed Davenport was from Mississippi and recorded as a soloist and accompanist before starting his own band, which went to Memphis in the 20s to try to take advantage of the popularity of the Memphis Jug Band. He led bands in Memphis through the 30s.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last last week, December 1st, marked the birth in 1896 in Buffalo, New York, of composer Ray Henderson. He studied piano and composition at the Chicago Conservatory, after which he moved to New York City, where he began doing arrangements, mostly for vaudeville acts, for publishing companies on Tin Pan Alley. In 1922, Henderson was introduced to lyricist Lou Brown, and in 1925, the pair teamed with lyricist Buddy De Silva, creating a hugely successful songwriting and publishing trio. Their hits from this period include Good News, Varsity Drag, Button Up Your Overcoat, You Are My Lucky Star, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You. In 1929, De Silva, Brown, and Henderson sold the publishing firm they had founded in 1925 and moved to Hollywood, where they worked on the Jolson films The Singing Fool and Say It With Songs. In 1931, De Silva left the team to work with other composers, but Brown and Henderson continued working together, producing Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, This is the Missus, and The Thrill is Gone, among others. Henderson contributed to several Broadway shows, including Manhattan Mary, George White's Scandals, Good News, Hold Everything, Flying High, Strike Me Pink, and Say When. Besides Brown and De Silva, Henderson worked with lyricists Mort Dixon, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Billy Rose, Ted Kohler, Jack Yellen, and Irving Caesar. Ray Henderson died on December 31, 1970, in Greenwich, Connecticut. Other of his hits include That Old Gang of Mine, Don't Bring Lulu, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Black Bottom, Thank Your Father, Red Hot Chicago, You Try Somebody Else, If I Had a Girl Like You, Animal Crackers in My Soup, and these. Thank you.
tea. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each praise dove tells. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
It doesn't get any better than that. Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders with a vocal by Joe Cassidy, and DeSilva Brown and Henderson's Keep Your Sunny Side Up from August of 1929. Before Sunny Side Up, it was the Majestic Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym widely used on lots of labels, but in this case for Nathan Glantz on a Pathé Actuel 78 and You're the Cream in My Coffee. The vocal there was provided by Scrappy Lambert. We began our tribute to Ray Henderson with Art Landry and his orchestra recording in Oakland, California on November 17, 1926, and 5 Foot Two Eyes of Blue. The vocalist there was Denny Dinty Curtis. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Ray Henderson had so many great songs, we're going to continue with another set, beginning with Ted Lewis.
Womp-a-doo. fool me, you know that I love you. Could you be true to me, dear, forever and ever? Would you want someone to tell your troubles to? Don't let me think I'd have you all for my own. Gee, how I wish that we could be all alone. You wouldn't fool me, would you? Don't take advantage of me, 'cause I'm not fooling you, you.
British recording bandleader Jack Leon's symphonic dance band and I'm on the Crest of a Wave. The vocalist on that May 1929 recording made in London was Bobby Sanders, who was quite a prolific recording artist in the 20s and early 30s, and also made records with Alfredo, Bertini, Harry Bidgood, Eddie Grossbart, Henry Hall, Harry Hudson, DeBroy Summers, Jay Wilbur, and others. Bobby Sanders was preceded by Miss Annette Hanshaw, May 15, 1929, and the musical question, "You wouldn't fool me, would you?" We begin the second half of our tribute to Ray Henderson with Ted Lewis and his band and Bam Bam Bammy Shore, recorded October 8, 1925.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olsen and his music.
Thank you. were down at Notre Dame. The Irish team was on the scene, all ready for the game. Then on the field stepped Rockne. The crowd all heard him call, "Bring on your Swedish football team, the substitutes and all." It's the Irish, the Irish. Rah, 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 yeah! 20 Swedes ran through the weeds, chasing one Norwegian. Oh, how that Irishman could run. 20 Danes ran down the lanes and tackled that collegian. But Notre Dame had just begun. Gritty-o passed the ball to Schwartz, Savoldi passed to Brill, and how that crowd cheered every Irish name. Then a guy named Izzy Cone made a touchdown all alone for that fighting Irish team of Notre Dame. Signals! 1, 2,
put my shoe!
3, 4,
shut the door!
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olsen and his music and Fond of You from the musical comedy Captain Jinx. Fond of You was written by Buddy De Silva and Louis Gensler and was recorded by Victor on December 1, 1925. Next, recorded by Jeanette the very next day, December 2, 1925, it was Pinky's Birmingham 5, with Rube Bloom on piano and a Rube Bloom composition, A Carolina Stomp. Pinky refers to Edward Pinky Gerbrecht, cornetist in Oliver Naylor's orchestra. We finished up with Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks, December 4, 1930, and 20 Swedes Ran Through the Weeds, Chasing One Norwegian, written by Al Bryan and Billy Moll. The vocalist was, of course, Tom Stax, drummer in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.